Unpacking news articles with tech SEO journalists is always fun. We cover zero click yet again, as well as what a day in the life of a tech SEO journalist looks like with Roger Monty of Search Engine Journal.
Go! Your weekly digital marketing trends with industry trend-setting guests. Powered by your digital marketing pioneers, Site Strategics. This week's featured guest is Roger Monty, site publisher and SEO consultant at Search Engine Journal. Now, here's your host, Aaron Sparks.
This is Edge of the Web Radio. I'm your host, Aaron Sparks. Every week, we bring you amazing guests to chat with about digital marketing news and trends. We unpack a key marketing topic for our digital marketing audience. So whether you're part of an agency or freelancer or part of a firm, this show is for you. So be sure to check out all the recent shows over at edgeofthewebradio.com. Edge of the Web is brought to you by Site Strategics, the title sponsor of our show. Site Strategics are the pioneers in the agile digital marketing methodology. Their core specialties are technical SEO, SEM, social media, and conversion rate optimization, as well as omni-channel media marketing, and a part of which you're listening to right now. So agile marketing, results-based marketing that actually works. If you're interested in what they can do for you, give them a call at 877-SEO for web or 877-736-4932. Just wanted to give you some show notes and some housekeeping of the upcoming next few episodes. Coming up, we're going to be talking to Mark Traphagen, and certainly I want to have you check out some of the recent shows with Andrew Optimizey, Pedro Diaz, as well as Carolyn Leiden. We had a great time with her talking about a lot of great concepts inside of the Third Door Media, as well as Search Engine Land. So if you're interested in being part of the show, drop us a line over at info@edgeofthewebradio.com. Set your reminders on YouTube so you can get notified whenever we post our videos. Make sure that you check out our weekly news podcast as well. We cover all of the most recent digital marketing news and Google updates. We're dropping it every Tuesday to help you navigate the week in digital marketing. And we're continuing to have Morty Oberstein on the show, much to our chagrin. And you never know actually what he's actually going to say. It's almost like we're trying to slam our hand in the door each and every time. So check it out each and every Tuesday, edgeofthewebradio.com. Now let's meet this week's industry expert. Roger, thanks so much for continuing with us here on The Edge in our second segment. We've covered your content on Search Engine Journal for a very long time and wanted to get you around the campfire to share some of more of your takes on your more recent stories that you've given us. So let's get into zero click. This has been a great volleyball bouncing around in the SEO community. You wrote an article here just recently about Google zero-click claims are misleading. Google was offering evidence that the claims surrounding the zero-click searches were erroneous. All right, let's do a backstory real quick. Is that in 2020, was it 2020 or 2019, SparkToro, Ryan Fishkin's company, first released content, an essay or a brief discussing that 50% of Google's searches don't result in a click. Was it 19 or 20?
I think it's 19.
Yeah, and that took the SEOs and the digital marketers, at least caused the heads to turn on, oh my gosh, that all of a sudden more and more consumers are interacting with Google and not going through to a click through to a website destination in which we are all trying to optimize our sites to be able to get that coveted visit, right?
Yeah, and it was also cited in Congress in testimony about the tech industry and their influence, as well as monopolization they have.
And along with that was, in 19 into 20, was articles kind of refuting some of the data and kind of laying it at SparkToro's feet that there was attainment bias, if I call it right, of making a reference to how much data you did have as opposed to all of the data. And that was like inductive reasoning or something like that.
Yeah. The data came under question, right, and there was inherent bias to it. And yeah, so that study has been pretty much discredited in terms of the bias and whatnot.
Right.
So, you know, I just want to point out that this is, we're talking about ideas, and, you know, somebody like Rand comes out with an idea, and we're talking about the ideas and not the person.
Correct.
So, yeah, and not the company either.
Absolutely.
I just like to talk about ideas. This isn't anything personal against any one person or reflects on them. You know, I applaud Rand for coming out here, coming out and putting out this information, and sparking a discussion, you know, that's really important.
Yep.
We're having this discussion. So what happened was, okay, so that initial study has been discredited because of the data. Mm-hmm. And so a new study came out, and it basically doubles down on the, reaches the same conclusion as the first study that was tainted
right.
by bad data. So, you know, right off the bat, you're like, you know, it seems kind of weird that, you know, we got to the same place. It's almost like a political party that has it out for another political party. Hmm. And study after study shows that the other party are composed of nuts, freaks, and weirdos, you know? It's like, look at this, you know, it's like, it's almost predictable now. Yeah, there, and somebody I know, Jeff Ferguson, he wrote an article for SCJ mm-hmm. where he interviewed somebody who's a mathematician and involved in statistics in a professional capacity, and she took a look at these studies and talked about how there are so many biases and said that these studies are unreliable and for all these different reasons related to biases. And Glenn Gabe came out and challenged those conclusions in the latest one.
Right.
And, you know, I wrote about Glenn stepping up, and I appreciate Glenn being able to challenge those ideas, lending his voice and his ideas to that. Because as I said earlier, being able to challenge ideas is what helps the best ideas rise to the top.
Absolutely.
And so Glenn challenged those ideas, and him and Rand agreed to disagree. But Glenn raised some great points, you know, about problems with that research and how there are a lot of unknowns in it that make that the conclusions problematic.
So some of the assertions was that only 35% of search traffic was actually getting to websites that were actually shown an index in SERP. There was much more in the space of content being shown on the SERP that was either, you know, feature snippets or a number of different additional factors. And we all understand that Google's in the business of making money. So they're wanting that user to actually participate in the platform more than actually going to different websites. So there's some premises there that were put in place, right?
Yeah, and search traffic from Google Apps, that's totally anonymous and can't be tallied. So I think an underlying issue with all of these zero-click assertions is that there's a subtext there that Google search should be 10 blue links and people should be able to click through and visit a site for the answer.
Right, exactly.
And, you know, there's different intents. Like there was a Moz study that came out where they showed an example of something to do with a search phrase had to do with lollipops or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the web page that Google showed was really long, that you had to like scroll, like, I don't know, 2000 pixels or something to get to an actual 10 blue link. But when you look at the page, it's actually really useful because the search phrase one was very vague. It could be a song. Mm-hmm. It could be something else. I think there were like five different meanings to that search phrase. And I wrote an article about it where I think it's called something like Google Refutes Moz Research or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I put a diagram of that search and I showed how there were like five different intents. And so what Google is doing is, okay, somebody's searching on this vague keyword phrase that can mean five different things.
Right.
So what Google is doing is giving the user what they want, but five different users what they want at the same time.
Or actually kind of asking the user, did you mean this? Or did you mean this?
And
did
exactly. You mean this? You can't 10 blue link that.
No, you can't.
And you can't 10 blue link that. And that's what's going on. And you, how can you turn this into a negative? You know, that's actually a good thing that Google did this, you know, thing where they're actually targeting five user intents at the same time.
But it's not only different user intents, it's also educating the user about the other doors to be able to open based on that. So they're taking a new stance, and obviously the platform is evolving as we see it. Always is, obviously. But but these big strides in featured snippets, knowledge panels, carousels, and what have you, are all an attempt to actually be able to engage the audience, but also open up doors of insight so it can learn. And we talked to Jason Bernard a while back, and he was talking about Google being a child and trying to learn. It's trying to learn what the intent is, and now it's offering up picture books. It's offering up different things. Tell me what you want to see here. That's what Google's asking of the consumer.
Yeah.
And that comes in the space. Sorry, I'm going to rant this coffee. I'm just blaming on that. But it's now adjusting the SERP to be able to have that question to be able to pose to the user. So
ultimately, all these features, what they do is they hone down to what the user wants. So when somebody clicks that link and goes to the site, you're getting somebody who's been filtered down to find exactly what you're saying, what you're offering on your webpage.
So you could actually go ahead.
If you type in mattresses, you know, organic mattress, cotton mattress, foam mattress. You know, once Google filters that person down and they hit the website, they're not going to bounce away as fast because ideally they found exactly what they wanted. And so you can optimize for these high traffic phrases, but your web page isn't necessarily going to satisfy those users. Yeah, it's a lot of traffic, but sometimes better to get the right traffic than a lot of traffic.
Yeah, absolutely. Check your bounce rates, you know, over time as the SERP actually improves and qualifies the consumer. You're probably going to get, if you're optimized correctly, you're going to have better bounce rates because the general non-specific traffic is not hitting your site. So in essence, one can make the argument that Google's doing everybody a favor by qualifying that consumer even better. So whenever they do get to your site, they know what they're looking for, as opposed to just surfing through a mass of terms that happen to come up with a phrase mattress, right?
Correct. Which is, you know, one of the points that a lot of people have against this whole zero click idea.
Exactly.
It's kind of not, you know, doesn't reflect the reality. It's kind of has this nostalgia for 10 blue links and using that as a baseline for how things should be. I'm sorry, but that's not how things are. Things are a lot more complicated, more accurate, let's say.
Well,
and I think Google's doing a good job on that front.
Google is also wanting to please the consumer, and not only Google's getting smarter and understanding, wanting to understand more and giving the picture book in front of people, but also the user is getting more. You got these other variables that aren't being accounted for. The user is more technologically savvy than ever before. They know how to speak to their smart speaker. They know how to ask for time on Google, and they don't have to do any other transaction. This is what Google's actually responding to. If I want to know what the temperature is for chicken, right? All I got to do is query it, voice search it, and I don't have to go anywhere else. In fact, why should I go anywhere else for such a simple answer, right? So
And another thing that Google's doing that I have to applaud is Google Discover.
Right.
Google Discover is trying to understand the topics that you're interested in and showing evergreen and trending content that's on that topic. I mean, Google Discover shows me content that's like 4 years old sometimes, but I appreciate it because it's on a topic that I've been thinking about lately, I've been searching about lately. And that's a good example of how Google is not trying to hold on to the click and not trying to keep people away from sites. Google is actively, you know, and Google web and those web stories. That's another way that Google's providing publishers a way to like attract more visitors, more traffic. And Google Discover is such a wonderful thing. Everybody really needs to like get to know it.
Absolutely. And iOS users, if you don't know what that is, switch to a Droid phone. Just do that, please.
Well, I think it's available for iPhone. You just have to download the Google app.
I know. So, good points. Come back around to is that there's always contention, and if the squabbles are at the data level, squabbles are at the vetting of a specific point or idea, right?
Yeah. Right.
You have a responsibility as a tech writer to be able to actually give us context as an audience to understand what things are really being discussed, and on top of that, be able to bring a different perspective into it that's not just about that specific data, but the larger context, the larger holistic perspective, right?
Thank you. Yeah, that is what I try to do. A lot of times there's a hidden history behind some of the things we talk about now. And because I've been in the industry so long and have, especially as a moderator, Webmaster World during the early years, I was privy, I had access to information that that the rest of the internet marketing world did not have inside information about. Well, I mean, not inside information, but kind of like, gossip about what's going on behind the scenes of like motivations and whatnot, right. That kind of thing. And I was invited to Google's campus multiple times by Matt Cutts, and I met his team, and I know the names of some of those people, really nice people. And I've been to the Yahoo campus, so I know the history. I've lived it. I've been face to face with it. So I try to bring some of that to bear on some of these things that are news items or are happening right now. And so people can get an understanding and feel like, they understand better.
Well, there's multiple users that you're trying to satisfy. It's the ones that are right there at the deep weed level that they're actually trying to understand and scramble and sometimes scrap it out about a particular issue. I mean, tech SEOs are not gun shy of getting into the squabble, right?
Yeah.
but you also have other users that this is their first rodeo. They're coming in actually seeing, all right, there's this fight, there's this contention about a particular data point. You need to actually give them the larger picture and, like you said, the history, because we have new people coming in all the time into this industry.
Yeah.
And we have, as an SEO community, the responsibility to make sure that everybody who's first-timers into this, here's some context, here's some knowledge, let's ramp you up to speed of what this conversation really is all about, right?
Yeah, and that's why I encourage people to go online and participate in Facebook groups and in forums, because it really, the interaction will challenge some of the ideas you believe are true that might not be true. And you'll, expressing yourself, don't be afraid to be wrong, and welcome when people challenge you, because you will grow and it will help you be a better you.
However, don't tell Bill Slosky that he doesn't know the first thing about SEO.
I love Bill.
He's awesome.
He's such a generous person and just a genuine good
absolutely
human being. I've had lunch and dinners with him and private messaging with him, and he's somebody who's sincerely looking for the truth, what the true angle of something is. Yeah,
I appreciate that about him. He's got the patent divining rod as well, which is, I think, more than anybody else has invested in his time into understanding the Google patents. But did you catch that Twitter frenzy when somebody out of the woodwork laid it at Bill's feet that he didn't know what SE was, or he didn't.
Yeah, I saw that.
Holy crap! I've forgotten more. What was the phrase? What did he say, Jacob? He's forgotten more about.
He said, "I have forgotten more about SEO than you've ever learned."
Yeah.
The last point as I was navigating in here was we talked to Carolyn Lydon, chief editor over at Third Door Media and Search Engine Land, just furthering our understanding about the tech publishing industry in which you've been deeply ingrained. Can you share with us a little bit of the process that you go through targeting a particular topic with what we just described, as, and I'm not trying to put words in your mouth at all, of the responsibility that you have as a tech journalist, right? Especially a tech SEO journalist of bringing the story to the game as you actually unpack a particular topic.
Sure. The way I judge, and I think Search Engine Journal in general approaches a story is, how is this useful to our user? How is this useful to a business owner? How is this useful? Mm-hmm. How is this going to make the an SEO a better SEO? How this information is going to impact them? Even when Wix announced their Google My Business integration, you know, and first glance, it looks like it's just a press release. But right. No, it's not. This is really important to business owners who would be interested in having that integration, something easy where instead of having to deal with Google, they can just deal with a familiar dashboard. But also it's of interest to the SEO community because they need to know what Wix is doing in their backyard.
Right.
So, you know, somebody accused me of being a shill for Wix, but I'm like, no, man, you need to know. If you consider Wix your enemy, you need to know what Wix is doing. And that's why I found that newsworthy, mm-hmm. because business owners would be interested in that, but also people involved in local SEO. That's something you need to know. You don't want that sneaking up on you. You need to know that, what's yeah. going on, you know. So anytime I write about something, I try to think of, like, how is this important to the search community. Mm-hmm. Like when I wrote about that OVH fire, somebody actually emailed me, sent me a message and said, hey, WP Rocket's website's down. And I was like, oh, that's curious. And so I did an IP, I did a who is search on WP Rocket to see who their host was. And I saw that it was OVH. Mm-hmm. So I did a search for OVH support page. And then I saw that there was a fire. I was like, oh, this is the real news right here, the OVH servers. And, you know, it impacted a lot of people because a lot of people relied on some of these services that were hosted on OVH. And all of a sudden, these businesses like WP Rocket or whatever were unavailable. Mm-hmm. And so I judged that to be something important, and in addition to the millions of websites that were hosted in that data center.
Yeah. So
I think it's for everybody, not just if you're publishing news, but if you're publishing a website on just about any topic, whether it's cars or movie reviews or whatever, mm-hmm. it's like, if you think about how this is important to the person you're targeting, and I think that it's going to be a good article and useful to read, you know.
And you have to understand and put together kind of all the different types of users that you would conceptualize, kind of on their level of savviness or knowledge upon first blush when they see their website or see your article.
That's right? Absolutely correct. Yeah, thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah.
Always try to write for all the users, especially the new to the space, people who are new to that area, you know. So if you're writing about electronics, you know, don't throw out acronyms without explaining. And I know I read things and they throw out a phrase and then an acronym, and then like I'm eight paragraphs in, then they start throwing this acronym out again. I'm like, what does that mean again? And I have to do a page search, find on this page search to remind me again. And so I try to like explain it more than once, you know, not just drop that acronym and an explanation once, but
yeah, that's just a little,
you know, that kind of thing. Yeah. It benefits you that a reader can follow along, you know. Don't view it as an inconvenience that you have to explain what something is. Even if you say SERPs, you know, it's important to say this means search engine results pages.
No, I think they all know.
Make sure that's No, they don't. Yeah, it's important to explain even something as simple as that.
I know. No. Well, I tried to bring to my family discussion at dinner table. How was your SERP today? And they literally throw forks at me. But that's all.
TMI.
They go tone deaf. They'll never listen to this show. They roll their eyes back in their head and what have you. But that's again maybe too much information for you. Hey, in your particular industry as a tech SEO journalist, you actually are, I don't say a target, but you certainly have to go through much scrutiny on what you publish. What are those challenges in your particular field that you might want to share with us today?
What do you mean scrutiny? Feedback online.
Feedback online, and if there's anybody that has a particular contentious bone, now you're in the ring, right? And you're trying to bring all the data to light, and you said it correctly. This is not personal. This is not any person or brand. Yeah. It's the idea. But people aren't nearly that diplomatic, Roger. Yeah, so yeah. They get a bit tied up in defending a particular position, right?
Right. Yeah. And having been a part of Webmaster World, one thing I learned is that we're exchanging ideas. Mm-hmm. That person who's being nasty to you is exchanging their idea, and it has to be respected, and it isn't an argument to be won when it comes to SEO. There are no arguments to be won. We're throwing out this idea, you're throwing out this idea, and it's up to the listener or the reader or whoever to decide on their own.
Right.
It's not like you have to win this debate. I'm just writing, and if somebody, you know, dislikes, that's up to them to dislike it at their personal, you know, it could be at their peril for their business, you know. Sure. If they ignore something, you know, or it could be that they're right and to disagree, and that's great. That's just how it's supposed to work. And some people, yeah, aren't diplomatic, but you know, that's just the way they are, and that's why I block people so I don't have to see them anymore. Because if you're going to be rude, I'm happy to discuss things and issues.
Right.
But if you're going to tell me the STFU or whatever, okay, block. You know.
Right.
Here you go. You know, but there's no reason to be rude about something. And I try to be respectful to people. And although, you know, I've been called condescending or whatever. And honestly, I do not try to be condescending. Quite the opposite. You know, I try to be as friendly and respectful of other people and their experiences and not be condescending. And so...
In this realm,
that's just the way online discourse works. You know,
exactly.
Sometimes
yeah,
you come off as the way you didn't think you were coming off.
Well, you're coming off the way that they hear themselves in their own head. There's no, there's no control over the audio or video, yeah. Right? It literally is a text that somebody's reading. It's either content or email.
You know, as a publisher or a writer, you should expect a little blowback if you're coming out with ideas that you think are interesting or for the industry, might be novel and useful. Put it out there. If somebody challenges you, welcome it.
There you go.
If somebody is nasty about it, ignore it. Don't let it trouble you, because you know they're the ones with the problem if they are unable to communicate with you as a gentle person.
Let's just channel our inner Wix and just say, why so angry, right? Sorry, I was saving that. Hey, well, wrapping up here, Roger, we certainly do appreciate your time today and kind of unpacking some of the articles and also giving some insight into your industry. Hey, what kind of tips would you give to someone who's wanting to jump into the tech journalism business. And don't say don't. Got it.
Right. I mean, all of the, you know, CERT and Journal and the other places, they accept contributions from every once in a while. They'll accept contributions, but write articles on your own blog, on your own website, contribute to communities, Facebook groups, and just share and learn. And if you have something to share, share it. And don't be afraid that you're giving away the secrets of SEO, because
there's not
quite likely. I remember somebody saying, "Wow, Roger, you share a lot about the link building and stuff. It just feels like you're giving everything away." And I was like, "Well, you know, I do hold back, but don't be afraid to share, and people will notice you, mm-hmm. and be nice. Be nice and try to cultivate friendships, not rivalries or bad feelings, or create drama or whatever. This is one of the things I love about.
No bad press, though. I mean, come on.
No. This is one of the things I like about Bill Slosky and even different boards is that they're not like seeing others as like, oh, threats to themselves, right. You know? Yeah.
Well, he's Gandalf both on the SEO front, man. He's the patent wizard. So, I mean,
they understand that this is a big pie, and everybody is competing against themselves,
right.
Not really each other. And that's the way I see myself. And I think you can't really do any better than, you know, just go out there and give your best, and don't be afraid to, if somebody criticizes you, learn from that, and then you become better.
Excellent. Well, is there any other shout outs that you want to give to the SEO community, people that lift up each other and help move further understanding?
Yeah, come online and make yourself known. You know, don't be afraid to introduce yourself to me or whoever. And all these acquaintances you make online, you'll be able to turn them into friendships at conferences and get-togethers and even locally. It really helps you to know a lot of people in the industry, or know people in the industry.
Well,
it makes your job easier, and it's really good to make friends.
Absolutely. Well, hopefully we all see friends in person here in the not so distant future, because if this has taught us anything, one, you got to be able to be flexible and agile if things come your way and challenges come your way. But boy, do we want to have, from an SEO community, want to have that in-person connection more and more. So hopefully we'll be able to see you in the near future and have a coffee with you, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Likewise.
Absolutely. Well, we want to lift up and promote for you. You're going to be starting a paid newsletter coming up, focus on advanced SEO, right? And longer term, you're going to be having a beginning course for SEO. So where do we send people to go check that out more?
Check it out in a month or so over at martinibuster.com.
Okay.
Martinibuster.com.
Very good. Well, it's certainly... He did that like a pro, I tell you what. So we're going to have the link on the show notes as well. And we'll certainly want to have a look at what you got offering there. We certainly want you to track our guest down on all the socials, right? So you're over there on Facebook at Martini Buster, LinkedIn at Martini Buster, and Twitter at Martini Buster. Any other places we want to send our audience today?
Search and Journal.
Oh, there's that. Yeah.
Look at my profile there. Yeah, that's a good place to start.
Absolutely. No, it's a great online blog, and it's a long history. We certainly lift you guys up regularly, and thanks for everything you're doing on that front, because it makes our job
thank you
real easy as well. You guys have some great takes on content all the time.
Yeah, thank you.
You're more than welcome. Thanks so much for your time today, Roger, and we'll certainly lift you up as soon as the podcast comes out, and keep on doing the good work out there, man. We do appreciate it.
Thank you. Cheers.
All right, take care. Please don't forget to like and subscribe to the Edge of the Web newsletter, as well as subscribe to us on YouTube. And if you're really feeling up to it today, drop us a quick review on iTunes as well. Thanks to our sponsors, Site Strategics. Be sure to check out all of our must-see videos and much more over at edgeofthewebradio.com. That's edgeofthewebradio.com. Next on the show, we're going to be talking to Mark Traphagen. So from all of us over at Edge, do not be a piece of cyber driftwood. We'll talk to you real soon.